This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't look now, but oil drilling and fracking in America is back. That's the basic storyline out of the big annual oil industry confab happening down in Houston, Texas this week. Crude prices have recovered a good deal from a two-year bust, and rigs are getting back to work. Not in North Dakota, the sweet spot before the bust. Talking West Texas here, a formation known as the Permian Basin has resurrected itself once again. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
It's Renaissance number four, at least, for the Permian Basin. Drillers first pulled oil from this Texas-sized stretch of land nearly a century ago, and each new innovation has brought more up. The key is this basin has layer upon layer of energy, which began as very old, very dead plants and animals, says geologist Mark Schuster at the University of Texas.
Critters 300 million years ago died and were buried, and eventually these rocks were heated up to a point where oil could be generated.
This land rush began when oil prices rose last year, and more drill rigs raced to the Permian than a previous hotspot, the Bakken Formation in North Dakota. Why? Well, drillers and frackers figured out how to produce cheaply in the Permian, and the oil there is closer to pipelines and refineries, says Joseph Tripke of the firm Infill Thinking.
The proximity to infrastructure, labor, puts barrels coming out of the Permian at an advantage to, say, the Bakken, which is further north.
Today's Permian boom relies on fracking technology, which smaller firms developed. But now the big boys like ExxonMobil want in. Chairman and CEO Darren Woods spoke at the CERAWeek Oil Conference in Houston about investing there.
It's the size of the opportunity that we see in the Permian. It's a prolific tight oil play, and we're very pleased with the acquisition right in the heart of the Permian.
Now the fear is Permian overexuberance. Oil workers and contractors in demand are raising their prices, which could make drilling unaffordable. Happens with every boom, says consultant Joseph Tripke.
Unfortunately, we don't tend to learn from our past mistakes in this industry. From what I've seen, every time we overshoot.
Now there's talk of overheating and Permian inflation. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.